My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We'll dive into that in a second. I need to talk about Brandon Ayuk just real quick.
You could spend like 4 minutes on this. I don't care.
No, it's not even Brandon Ayuk specific. It's just that's what's in my orbit, so I'm going to pick that as the jumping off point for this larger topic.
Okay.
A reporter who covers a team, let's pick a team, the Steelers.
Yeah.
Says, yeah, the Steelers would give up a first-round pick for Brandon Ayuk. Is not a rumor that the Steelers and 49ers are in talks about Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk did tweet at Mike Tomlin yesterday saying, hey, people say we look alike. What do you think? This is the whole cycle. This is the whole process. And maybe Brandon Ayuk winds up going to the Steelers. Maybe he winds up going to the Jags.
Mm.
But right now, on March 20th, There's no A incentive for the 49ers to do such a deal. It might get there closer to the draft. But we're going to see this. Brandon Ayuk's going to unfollow everybody on Instagram. He's going to take all the Niners photos out of his Instagram. He's going to take everything off of his Twitter bio. He's going to tweet about this guy. He's going to do eyeball emojis when the Bears pick Caleb Williams or whatever it is. Everything is going to be there on social. That doesn't mean that every single thing needs to be run with as, oh, a report. Oh, the latest rumor, breaking rumor. Wait till somebody comes out and says, yeah, hey, the Steelers and 49ers are in substantial talks about wide receiver Brandon Ayuk, because the Steelers picking up the phone and calling John Lynch and going, hey, that really good player who you are working on extending, and if not, you're probably going to trade him. What's the deal there?
Mm-hmm.
Does not constitute trade talks. It's not. These conversations happen all the time.
Yep.
And I promise they are happening about Brandon Ayuk with more teams than just the Jags and Steelers. More than those two teams have called the 49ers about Brandon Ayuk. I promise you. Save the freak out. This is not to say Brandon Ayuk is for sure suiting up for the 49ers next year, because that is not the case. If Brandon Ayuk wants $30 million, which he might. You see, Jerry Jeudy, who has done a fraction of what Brandon Ayuk has done as a pro, you see him getting 3 years and $58 million from the Browns?
Oof.
You see Christian Kirk getting 18 a year?
Yep.
You see Mike Evans at 31 years old, and granted, again, Mike Evans has accomplished more than Brandon Ayuk has as a pro, 1,000 yards every season, he has a Super Bowl ring, we all know all that, but Brandon Ayuk's going to look upwards of $23, $25 million. If he wants north of that, The 49ers at some point have a number. I don't know what the number is. Maybe it's 25, maybe it's 28, maybe it's 30, where they're going, hey, we just can't. We're not doing this deal. But that is on the table. That could happen. Just save your freak out. Save the latest rumor. Is Brandon, are you going to the state? Just, dude, save all of it for when the stuff actually goes down and not all the typical stuff of, oh, he's flirting with this team online. Oh, and he followed this guy from this team. Oh, wow. Did he just like Trevor Lawrence's post? Whoa. We don't need to dissect all of it and call every single thing a rumor and breaking news and breaking rumor or whatever.
I think I'm going to read into everything and just ignore everything you're saying, Kyle.
That's fair. Everybody's going to.
I'm waiting for the tweet where he tweets Andy Reid. I think we look alike. People say we look alike.
I'm sending that tweet, actually.
You're sending that tweet? There it is.
No, this is just because I am in the Brandon Ayuk orbit. I'm sure there's somebody in Cincinnati saying the same thing about T. Higgins right now.
Oh, yeah. The T. Higgins situation is crazy.
Right. Yeah. So this is just, it's the ebbs and flows of an offseason. And part of it for me is because I see Brandon Ayuk trending on Twitter.
Mm.
And again, with Niners Wire, like that's something that jumps out to me.
Have you ever trended on Twitter?
Have I?
Yeah.
No, God, no. I am not important. I don't break news. I don't do anything worth trending about.
That would be fun.
So,
Kyle is trending.
My goal is to never be the main character on Twitter. Ever.
Ever.
I don't want it. Okay. I don't want any parts of that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
But I go click on it, and I see all these Steelers fans like, oh, Brandon Ayuk, good day for Brandon Ayuk to become a Steeler. I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting. See the morning roast at our sister station, 95.7. Hey, what do you guys think about this Brandon Ayuk to the Steelers rumor? I'm like, oh, this rumor. Who reported this?
Mm.
Jonathan Jones, CBS? Is it Ian Rappaport? Is it Adam Schefter?
Oh.
Is it Matt Maiocco, Matt Barrows? One of our esteemed 49ers beat writers? Nick Wagner, friend of the program? No.
No.
It's the Brandon Ayuk tweet to Mike Tomlin and that Steelers reporter going, yeah, the Steelers would give up a first for Brandon Ayuk.
Mm.
Which is what the 49ers would want in a trade anyway. So that's not...
Yeah.
It's not like, oh yeah, they're hoping to get a third and then the Steelers would give him a first. That's kind of interesting. But if they're moving him, it's going to be minimum for a first round pick. And I promise the Steelers aren't the only team that would be willing to move a first round pick for a receiver who, as you noted earlier...
Just turned 26,
coming off back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, was, I believe... 7th in the league this year in receiving yards? 7th?
Something like that.
He was top 15 in receiving yards and not even top 30 in targets. He is super productive as what is effectively the fourth option in the 49ers' not pass-heavy offense.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think he's really good, and at the same time, I hope the 49ers hold on to him. You know?
Yeah, I think they want to.
Yeah.
And it's not about they think George Kittle or Debo Samuel or Christian McCaffrey are better now or in the future. It is just a matter of finances, and the cap is going to keep going up and this and that. But at some point, there's a value that they are going to look at and say, okay, we believe not just Brandon Ayuk, but any wide receiver, we are willing to pay up to X amount of dollars. I'm going to say $30 million just for the sake of a round number. We're willing to pay up to $30 million for a wide receiver, any wide receiver. But if he wants more than that, then we value whatever draft capital and/or player we would get back in a deal for that.
Yeah. He did finish 7th in the league in receiving yards.
35th in targets, I think.
I don't have targets, but I don't have how many catches he had on the season, but I don't think he had a ton of catches. That's kind of
yeah. No, the volume the volume was not high.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's a really good player, and teams are going to be interested, and the 49ers are going to want to keep him. I promise. This is the thing. I promise the 49ers don't want to trade Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-mm.
Because look, they are looking at the same thing that you, James, me, Kyle, and you, 49ers/fantasy/football fan. We're all looking at the same thing. We look at Christian McCaffrey. Hey, you know what? In a couple years, he's going to be 30. You're looking at George Kittle, and you go, hey, he turns 31 in October. George Kittle's 31.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking over at Trent Williams, you're going, man, that guy's 36.
Yeah, it's a two-timeline thing, man.
Yes. And
he's
the
part
bigger,
of the two-timeline with Purdy.
The bigger, that's it. You have a quarterback who you have determined, and by the way, Debo Samuel has this year and next year on his deal, and he will be, I believe, 29 or 30 when his next contract comes up.
Mm.
So, the Brock Purdy element of this is why the 49ers, to me, have no and shouldn't have any interest in trading Brandon Ayuk. Because that is, you have identified now, at least as far as I know, you have identified that Brock Purdy is your franchise quarterback. He is your dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a wide receiver over there who he has the utmost confidence in. And he has a wide receiver over there who cooks in the areas of the field where he is at his best. Middle of the field, intermediate throws, those deep throws. Mm-hmm. I know we don't think of Brock Purdy as a deep ball artist, but when you go look at all the metrics and this and that, he's one of the I'm not going to say best, most efficient deep ball throwers in the league.
Yeah. He lives in that 25 to 30 yard range.
Yes.
Where Ayuk is
really good.
Lives.
Really good.
Yeah.
So you have this receiver who matches perfectly with the franchise quarterback that you are hoping can take you into the next decade of Super Bowl windowdom.
Yep.
Jettisoning his favorite receiver.
Probably not a great idea.
Not a great idea, because if you look 3 years down the road, you're probably looking at no George Kittle. You're looking at either a diminished or no Christian McCaffrey, and you're probably looking at no Debo Samuel, and you're leaving Brock Purdy, who, again, I think Brock Purdy is a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think that Brock Purdy could have taken the Chiefs wide receiving core to the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, no. No, there's only one quarterback that could have possibly done that, and even that guy struggled.
Exactly.
Struggled.
So you need weapons. You need to help him. Yeah. And there are not that many receivers who are 26 and younger who I would take over Brandon Ayuk right now.
No.
And the odds that you were going to go find that player in the draft, as good as this receiver class might be, you might be super high on this receiver class. You're going, man, it's Malik Nabers, and it's Marvin Harrison Jr., and it's Brian Thomas, and it's Addy Mitchell, Adonai Mitchell from Texas. It's this stacked group of receivers. Are you that confident that one of them is going to be as good or better than Brandon Ayuk?
No, because I'm pretty confident two of them will bust. Because that's first round wide receivers do.
Right. There's like going to be a couple who don't work out.
Yeah.
There might be a couple who are awesome, and then there's going to be some who are just okay.
Yeah.
So I'm the collective freak out about the Brandon Ayuk stuff does not take into account the fact that I don't think the 49ers have that much interest in moving him.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. If I'm the Niners, I'm not moving him at all.
No.
No.
I didn't mean for that to take the entire first segment. But
yeah, I said 4 minutes. You took 8.
My bad, dog. What do you want from me?
Give you an inch, you take a mile.
All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.